The CHCCS staff has been divided on the presence of law enforcement at schools. On the one hand, school resource officers, or SROs, build relationships with students while providing security. On the other, students of color are often over-policed by these SROs, which creates a traumatic experience for them in school. The Board of Education is trying to bridge that divide with its School Safety Task Force, which held listening circles and student focus groups about safety in schools. The task force was developed last year, but faced roadblocks due to the pandemic. At its recent meeting, the board heard from Rodney Trice, the new chief of equity and engagement for CHCCS. He shared updates about the task force and possible ways to adjust its existing agreement with local law enforcement agencies.
Modifications such as, and I won't read all of these, spelling out the levels of student misconduct in which SROs can be involved, perhaps publishing data around SRO involvement with students, clarifying our use of force language in our SRO MOU might also be something that we can incorporate.
The current MOU, or Memorandum of Understanding, is an agreement with local law enforcement from 2019. The board has operated without an agreement for the past year, which means SROs were not in schools the last time students were on campus. Other proposed amendments from Trice included making the process for selecting SROs to be more inclusive and hiring behavioral health specialists in all secondary schools. Trice said he believes adopting an interim agreement is important because safety and security discussions must be student-focused.
Providing the administration more time to set up a process that is more inclusive and that would give the board more robust options to consider, not only about the SRO program, but enhancements to school safety in general.
As the board discussed the new agreement, some members, like Dion Temney, expressed frustration in reestablishing the SRO program.
I send my children to school to get educated. I don't send my children to school to develop a relationship with law enforcement.
Temney said he is not comfortable with law enforcement in schools because forging relationships with the police should happen elsewhere in the public. He said increasing police presence in schools will disproportionately criminalize students of color. Another board member, Ashton Powell, echoed those concerns about the way SROs engage with students on campus.
Chapel Hill Police Department, Carrboro Police Department, let's help you modernize. You need to involve some more restorative practices so we can trust that you are doing the correct things in your department, that you are engaging in the same kinds of practices that we are to try to say these are the appropriate interactions you need to be having with children.
Powell said the agreement between the board and law enforcement needs to be a two-way street. The board ultimately approved an interim agreement with law enforcement with a 5-1 vote. Temney was the only dissenter. The interim agreement will place SROs in CHCCS secondary schools, but utilizes the guidance from the School Safety Task Force to make the process more inclusive and student-focused. A public hearing on the progress of the School Safety Task Force and its recommendations for the board will be held next spring. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ben Rappaport.